We're up to the pasuk of Leyaniach Ish, the Ashkam, Vayoychach Alei Malachim. Hashem didn't let anybody harm or steal from the Ovis, and he was Mechiach Malachim about them, which refers to Avimelech and Pari when they try to hurt the Ovis. The Mefarshim explained this pasuk based upon the Goyim in the previous pasuk. The Visachim Goyim Amlocha Lamacher. The Goyim says the Goy refers to a group of people living together without a set of rules. Am Acher refers to where there's a set of rules, and especially where there's a Mamlocha, where there's a central figure that's in charge, that each of them have a Chiddush that they weren't hurt. And the reason is because there's no set of rules. Ishka Yasha Behinov Yasa. Everybody can do what they want. The Mishnah Novice tells us, because if not, the people will swallow each other up. So there was no rule of law. There was a danger that they could be attacked and hurt by anybody. And therefore they needed Shemir from Hashem. But also when they went to places that had a king, there was also a danger. Because the way the kings were, the Ramban says in Bereishis, that they used to do what they wanted. And they used to have excuses to do what they wanted. Therefore, over there, also Hashem had to protect him, a different type of protection. Because there was the king that was in charge that could have done what he wants and no one could have stopped him. And everything was under his authority and jurisdiction to do what he wanted. So that's the Chiddush that we say based on the two psukim before, the two things, that in the places where it was a freer society, where people could do what they want, no individuals were able to hurt them, and no rulers were able to hurt them, when in the place where it was an Am, where there was a set of laws and there was a king, the king did neither have the ability to hurt them. This is the Pasuk in Devar Yamim. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, La'inich la'adam la'ashkam. And the Mefarshim explain that this is the difference. Ish refers to a chash of a person, Pari Avimelech. Adam refers to any regular person, that neither of the two had the ability to harm the Ovis. And the Mefarshim say that the reason we add Vayechach Alei Malachim, that Hashem gave Musa to the Malachim, is because you shouldn't think that the reason that no one hurt them was for the lack of seeing, and therefore there's no proof that Hashem saved the Abbas that will save us. But it's not because of that, because we see that Hashem gave Musa to Avimelech, the Paroi, to Lavan, whoever wanted to start up with the Abbas, Hashem was constantly stopping them. So you see, it wasn't for the lack of their trying, or for their not noticing the Abbas, that they weren't able to harm them. But it was from the fact that Hashem saved them, and he prevented them from harming them. Then what did Hashem do? He said, "Altigu b'mashichoi, don't start up with my anointed ones." So the Gaon says this refers to the Imahites, because we see the pasuk of Negiah where the Torah said not to touch. That Hashem says to that, "I didn't let you touch her," to Avimelech, for reference to Sarah. So, Atikub Meshichai, Hashem said that you shouldn't touch the Imahis of Nevi'ai al Tareyu, and don't do bad to my Nevi'im, that is the Ovis. You shouldn't do any bad to them. And the Pasuk in Tehillim, the Pasuk says, U Nevi'ai al Tareyu. Here it says, U Nevi'ai. Seemingly, the Siach Yitzchak points out, the Pasuk at the Hillim is more correct, that you shouldn't do bad to them, it should be Linevi'ai, not Vinevi'ai. What is that we say Linevi'ai, Vinevi'ai, the Pasuk at the very Yom that we say in Davening? So the Yitzchak explains that the Pasuk is coming to tell us something else as well. That the Pasuk is telling us that Hashem told, like we feel that Hashem told Avon, not to be Medaber El Yaakov Mitoiv Aro, Toivashim Sarasayim Rahu Eitzat Tzadikim. Hashem's telling them, Al Tareyu, don't be friends. Don't even be friends with the Nevi'im. Not only shouldn't you do bad to them, but you shouldn't do good to them either. You shouldn't do anything good or bad to them. And Hashem's telling Kali Yisrael, these psukim, this is the end of the psukim of Tehillim, Kuf Hei, The rest of the psukim are in Divrei Yom still, but it's a different capital, Tzadi Vav and Tehillim. And Hashem's telling Klal Yisrael, the same way I was with the Ovitz and I protected them, so too I'll be with you and I'll take you out from the Golas al-Hasido. Now one might wonder and say that Mechairo, in the Golas we see many people are trampling on Klal Yisrael, many people are hurting Klal Yisrael. So if it's a Nevuah on the Golas al-Hasido, on the future Golas, and Hashem is protecting them, where do we see the protection of Hashem? The Chayyar Klal Yisrael is constantly being harmed and damaged in this Golas, and Hashem is promising to protect them, and He's saying, Mechiach Aleihem Elohim, where do we find this? So Tzichy Yitzchak explains with a mashal that there was once a tanner that took a piece of hide and he put it on the floor in order that it should be trampled on. And that's the way it was, that instead of having to work the hide, they used to put it on the floor like we see in the Gemara, and people used to walk on it, and with that it would get pressed and it would get worked on, and they were able to turn it into leather. So there's once a city boy that never saw how they make leather before, and he came and he saw in his village that there was in front of the house of the tanner there was some pieces of hide on the floor, and he figured it's after he can do what he wants. He gets out his knife and he's ready to cut a piece to take for himself, thinking that it's hefker. The tanner quickly stops him and says, they're not here because they're hefker. It's not here because I don't care about it. But this is the way it's being worked, that it's being pressed on by people stepping on it. But you have no right to ruin it. Stop ruining my leather, my skins. I need them to make leather out of. So too, Klal Yisrael and Golos were here for a reason. Hashem had the surim that He wanted to give us. That's true, that we deserve it, the value of surim. But as much as we need to be worked like the hide to turn it into leather, that's how much you have to be pressed. But anything more than that, someone wants to cut off a piece, something that the tanner doesn't want to do, something that Hashem doesn't want us to be oppressed by, something Hashem doesn't want us to have Yisurim from, over there Hashem stops and He doesn't allow them to do it. That's what it means, that Hashem protects us and His goals as well, just like He protected the Avos. That any iota more than what was supposed to be done to us, what was nigzar in us, doesn't happen. Now the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, "Al tigu b'mishichoi elu tinoikas shal beis rabban uvneviyai al toreyu elu tamid hachamim." And the reason is because it's the Mefarshim explaining the Gemara, because it's hard for the future galus, and as well it's a nevuah for the future galus, which is not necessarily neviyim and mishichoi. So therefore, the mishichoi refers to tinoikas shal beis rabban, and neviyai refers to the tamid hachamim. And we see from here, the Talmud Torah points out that just like the Emois had a Zhara, Al Tigu B'Mashichai, not to even touch them, even a slight touch, but the Nevi'ai had only not to do bad to them, Al Toreyu, so too the Tinei Gashal B'Israel need more protection, they're more delicate, and therefore there's an Zhara, Al Tigu B'Mashichai, not even to touch them. But when it comes to the Talmid Chum, it's only Al Toreyu, that's the warning to the Goyim. Now why are they referred to this? Why are the Tinei Gashal B'Israel called Mashichai, and why are the Nevi'im called Tamid Chum called the Nevi'ai? So the Pashim Pshat and why the Nevi'im are called, the Tamid Chum are called Nevi'ai, is because the Tamid Chum have a Dargah of Nevuah, as we find, Av Bish Nitna Nevuah, Mena Nevi'im, Lenitma Nechachamim, that the Tamid Chum have a Dargah of Nevuah, that was Lenitma Mehem, and therefore they're called Nevi'ai. I saw Rabbi Shimon Shwabi says a different Pshat, that they're called Nevi'ai, because they learned the Torah of Moshe, the Navi Hashem. But why are the Tinei Gashal B'Yisrael called Mashichai? Mashichai is a lashon of Gedula, of greatness, Lamashcha, the Gedula, the Gemara tells us. Something great. Why are Tinei Gashal B'Yisrael called Mashichai, the great, like the leaders? Why are Tinei Gashal B'Yisrael called that? So Shimon Shwab says, it's Yisrael and Chinuch, that every child has the potential to be a Mashichai, to be an Olam Gadol, to be the leaders of Klal Yisrael. And therefore we have to bring them up like that, because it's in the potential of every child to be that. That's what he could become, and therefore we have to utilize his kaychas and try to bring him in that way. A similar point, Yaakov Kamenetsky says that we find in the Ramah that we shouldn't give a tinek to be yonik from some of the eight machalas asuris. The makar of this is that Moshe didn't want to be yonik. When Basha wanted to give him to an Isha Mitzris to nurse him, he didn't want to be yearning from them, because Pera also Dabra Mashchino. So the question is asked that was Moshe, that Moshe was a Pesha also Davin Meshchina. What's with every Tinuk? Why can't we give them? So Rabbi Yaakov used to say that that's how we have to mechanic every child, because every child has the potential to reach great heights, and we have to mechanic every child, kilo he can be the next Moshe Rabbeinu, with that he will be able to grow. But if we mechanic them that they're a regular person in the streets, that then they won't even reach their own potential. Therefore, the chinuch of every person has to be that they could be the gedolim lemashcha, they could be the parah medaber meshchino. Now we go to the psukim of Tehillim Tzad Yivav and the continuation of Divrei Hayomim. They talk about the gula asido. The pasuk says, "Shir laHashem kol haaretz." The entire land should sing to Hashem. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden learns that it means you, the yin, that are mefuzer bein amim and galus. Hashem scattered us around from all the places that we are. We're going to say shir to Hashem. That's the shir laHashem kol haaretz. The Siach Yitzchak says that the Golus is for the Tavis HaGoyim, that will be fast from the Tavis Hashem b'chol ha'umis, and that's what it means, Shil Hashem kol ha'aretz. And a similar note, the Magid Tzedek, the Talmud HaGoyim says, that if you're going to ask a question, why Hashem had to send us to such a Golus, if He promised to protect us, so let Him just leave us in Eretz Yisrael and protect us there. Why does He have to send us to Golus and make it that We get trampled on the Goyim, we're hurt by the Goyim. Maybe it's because Hashem forsaken us. So in that we say, no, the reason is that Hashem's hand is in such a gullus to give us Yisurim that way and not give us Yisurim in Eretz Yisrael. To set us straight is because the Gemara tells us, the reason that Klai Yisrael wanted to gullus was so the Gerim should be added to them. Therefore, Hashem scattered us in the Golus, that in order that when Mashiach comes, we should be able to together all the nations of the world should be taisef the das of Hashem b'chol haaretz, and everybody should be mishabeach to Hashem. So we say shir laHashem b'chol haaretz. Everywhere along on the land, they should sing shir to Hashem. Basu miyam yom yishu asoi. So the Yaakov says, because it's a warning to the Goyim, that they should know that the Yeshua of Hashem is coming, they shouldn't oppress Klal Yisrael too much, besides the fact that it's a chizik for Klal Yisrael, but it's also a warning to the Goyim, that they shouldn't oppress Klal Yisrael in the Golus, because if they're going to oppress Klal Yisrael, there's going to be a price to pay for it. Now we say, Pasu Miyom Yom Yeshua also, because we say the Shvachas of Hashem daily, we mention the Chiyot Mitzrayim every day in the evening. In Tehillim it says Basrum Miyom Li Yom Yeshua Asai, that we say it every day. The Rekeach says that over here we say Basrum Miyom El Yom Yeshua Asai, because it refers to that from Pesach to Pesach, the Yom Yeshua Asai, we say from Pesach to Pesach, a Bezundra, to think over the stories of the Yetzias Mitzrayim with the extra thinking of Hashem and the Yom Yeshua Asai. The Rishonim and Nach actually learn that it's referring to after the Gula Asidah comes, that the Yeshuas will be so great that we'll be saying over the Yeshuas of Hashem daily, that even though it's the Derech, that as time wears by, we lose the excitement, we lose the emotion of the Yeshuas that happened. But these Yeshuas will be so great that even though everybody knows it, it's before some of the call, still we'll constantly want to say it over day after day. Yom Shavuot says, included in Basim Yom Yom Yeshua is not only the Yeshuas of Hashem of Shalika Derech HaTeva, but the Yeshuas of Teva that Hashem does constantly for us. He makes us healthy, He gives us Parnasa. All the Yeshuas of Teva that Hashem gives for us on a daily basis, that's part of what we should thank Hashem for. The Shalom says in reference to this, that the Rishonim say it's going on Yemos HaMashiach, that we'll be thanking Hashem, that just like we see Bizman Hazeh, Elich HaYom Shein Kolosim Meru Mechaverto, the Hebech HaSalavi, there will be every day there'll be more atava. That's why we say Basu Miyom Yom Yeshua Asai. There will be greater and greater every day. And the Mefarshim say we'll be able to see the differences in the Yeshua every day because there'll be new Nisim. Therefore, we say that every day there'll be new Shrach Takadish Baruch Hu. Safru by Goyim is Kvayda. You should say amongst the Goyim is Kavod. So either if it means Goyim Mamish, it's for this reason, as we said from the Magid Tzedek, that they should become gerim, they should be chayzer to the Darkei Hashem. B'chol am nifloisav, amongst all the nations, his wonders. But the Goyim says, what's the difference over here between Goyim and Am and B'al Pidarkoi? The Goyim is the lower level, they don't understand so much. So amongst them you can only say the covenant of Hashem. But the Am is the Chacham, the wise people. Then you could even say the nifloisav Hashem. What do we tell them? Kigadol Hashem u'mehulo ma'od. Hashem is great and he's very praiseworthy and very praised. Meaning that his kayach is higher than everything. V'nairu ha'kol elikim. That it means even malachim over here, or the tzva shemayim, that the Goyin says that even though they are who are malachim, like the Rambam tells us that all the sun, the moons, the stars, the planets, they're all malachim. But Hashem is nair on them. Hashem, that only, the Mefarshim explained, that the Goyim think that Hashem created the world and left it on autopilot. But it's not that. Hashem is constantly running the all these Elohim, the Shemesh, the Yerech, which are Malachim, Hashem is constantly running them. And Hashem is constantly nair on them. His fear is on them because he's constantly moving them and they don't go on autopilot. Do we say, Ki kol Elohei ha'am melilim? And you're supposed to stop between the words ki and the word kol, and after the word alilim, before you say Hashem's name. So we say, ki kol elehei ha'am alilim. Hashem is greater than all, everything, because all the gods of the world, they're worthless, they're nothing, they have no the ability, no energy, they can't do anything, they're like hevel. And if you're going to ask a question, explains the Ayavitz, that l'chayro, what do you mean that we're saying all the Avodah Zarah of the world are nothing, they're useless, they have no powers? We see some of them are something, because the guy are mishtachmet to the Shemesh v'Yirech, some guy serve the sun and the stars and the moon. The answer to that is Vashem Shemayim also. The only Avodah Zarah that has epis of a kayach that the people serve of Zavar that has anything to it is Hashem. And Shemayim, I'm sorry, is the Shemayim. But Vashem Shemayim also. The Shemayim is the creation of Hashem. Hashem created the Shemayim. That's what gives it its ability, its kayach, to be anything. Therefore, Hashem's Naira and everything. Because 99% of our desires have no power to themselves at all. They're really worthless and useless. The only thing that does have any power is the Tzva Shemayim, which that Hashem made. Then we continue. Hoid v'hadr lefanov. So Hoid is an eternal beauty. Hadr is an external beauty, the Mefarshim explained. Those are before Hashem. The Goyin says that Hod is a natural beauty, like the sun. Hodr is a reflection, like the moon. Because it's not an eternal beauty, but it's like a reflection. Oy is a boldness. It doesn't mean strength over here, but Oy is like a boldness, the chedva and the happiness of mitzvah, b'mkayme, in the place of Hashem. So what is these two things, the fun of him, b'mkayme? The Chofetz Chaim explains, Alpia Gemara, in the end of the first parak in Shabbos, in Tainis, I'm sorry, the end of the first parak in Tainis, that the Gemara says, The tzaddik gets our light, and the yishalev gets simcha. Simcha is a higher level, as Rashi explains over there. That the yishalev get a higher level than the tzaddikim because they're a higher madrega, and therefore they get simcha. So Chofetz Chaim explains that the fun of, not by Hashem, but in front of Hashem, that's the or, the hoid v'hod, that's the light. Ois v'chedva, the simcha. Chedva is chedva Hashem uzchem, chedva is the simcha. B'mkayma, that's where Hashem is, the Gan Eden Elyon, is the Gan Eden Atachtin for people which don't have the only the tzaddikim, they only get the or, and the Gan Eden Elyon for those that are zeiche to be b'mkayma, that they get simcha. Now how are you zeiche for each one? So the Chofetz Chaim explains that if somebody just does actions of the mitzvah, then they're only zeiche for the fauna, for the R. If somebody does the proper makshavis, then makshavis goes a lot more, as Rebbe Chaim Volozhiner tells us in Nefesh Chaim. It's much more than the ma'isim, because it's not something physical, it's not bound to the laws of physicality, but it could go much higher up makshavah, and therefore it's masakah much more, the person gets much more for it, and therefore a person zaycheh to be b'mkaymein with the simcha. Then Hashem tells the goyim that are coming, ma'isa Mashiach, to be Meshabech Hashem, the Pan Navi tells them, Havul Hashem, Mishpacha Yisam, all the nations of the world should bring to Hashem. Now what should they bring to Hashem? What does Hashem want from them? Havul Hashem, Kavod V'Oyz. Hashem doesn't need their presence, but Hashem wants that they should give them the Kavod, that they should give them the proper respect. because the covenant is Be'etzem Hashem's, and they should mechaber Hashem. Havel Hashem covered Shemoy. You should give for Hashem the covenant of His name. Se'u minchu voyu l'fanav. Now, even though the Hashem only asks from them for that they should be mechaber Hashem, that they should respect Hashem and listen to the tzivuyim of Hashem, but if they come to the Beis HaMikdash, then there's the Isser Bir Rikonis, they can't come without anything. Then there's the tzivu of Se'u mincha, bring a mincha with you and come in front of him. Yishtach v'Hashem b'hadras kodesh. You should bow down to Hashem b'hadras kodesh. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Yishtach Havo, the Raj tells us in Bereishis, v'yishtachu, mekad shamaydim al-absur, it's a way of hoidah, of thanking. That's what Yishtach Havo is. B'hadras kodesh, the Yishayim say that it means to prepare yourself with kodesh, to glorify yourself. Because when a person davens, there's a dinim, the Rekar point says on the Gemara that a person has to be mechabed his begodim. So b'hadras kodesh, with the glorification of kedusha, that when you daven, Hashem wants to prepare himself to davening for Hashem properly with his, the way he is, with his clothing and his actions, the mindset.